The two photographs in this exhibition, I1 and I7, come from a series of 8 digitally manipulated colour portraits made with the help of people with congenital physical disabilities. The idea for this work came from observing the way that people I photographed for a former series, After Image, were often treated as not fully human because they'd had a limb amputated. In each image in the I series, a different disability is superimposed onto my body. All but one of the figures has my facial identity, and that one has my body and the face of someone with Down syndrome. The portraits are shot in a colourful, ornate setting where various 2- and 3-dimensional figures invite comparison or association with the bodies of the subjects depicted. In I7, there's just a faint reflection of 2 women in the mirror, whilst in I1, the classical sculpture dominates the right side of the photo. The reflection of the back of the sculpture in the window was an accident that happened because we were working late and it got dark, but in the end it became an important part of the image. In an essay on this work, the brilliant cultural theorist Mark Cousins referred to the association between beauty, goodness and truth that is inherited from antiquity and reinforced by Christianity. He writes that it still remains a stubborn prejudice that these categories belong together, that beauty is truth and that together they must signify what is good. Within this tradition, what is ugly is evil, and evil is signified by ugliness. Conventionally, the genre of portraiture is governed by an understanding of these correspondences. Most of the time, we see portrait artists depicting their sitters in a flattering way. Cousins goes on to suggest that the photos in the I series disrupt this process, and in doing so, he says, they judge the spectator and find him or her lacking. Writing this, Cousins has perfectly understood the aim of the work, which is to challenge you, the viewer, to become aware of your own preconceptions and to notice that when people look at someone with a disability, what they see first is the disability, not the person. Thankfully, attitudes have changed a lot since this work was made in the late 1990s, but I think we still all need to be aware of our own reactions to the ways that we relate to difference. I1, the portrait with the red dress, depicts the shoulder of the artist Catherine Long, who became a close friend of mine after we worked together on this photo. She insisted that the figure that includes her shoulder must look elegant, and I think it's because of her critical intervention that this is my favourite photo in the series.